Morning. Today's daf and getting the samach vav. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is long. Zeich and Ishmael Slip. Gabriel of Ashmuel. We begin the gemara today in samachem and beis. We're starting at the Mishnah. Ha Omer kitzu get utanuli ishti. We're in the sixth parak of Gittin. We're back to the main topic of the Masechta. We're talking about the writing of a get. And here the Mishnah, in a very straightforward Mishnah, talks about instructions to write a get. So, ha Omer kitzu get utanuli ishti. If the husband says to the sofer, I want you to write a get, and I want you to give it to my wife. So it's not just the sofer he's saying it to, it's the edim. So in other words, there's instructions now that these edim are going to be writing. And later this morning, we're going to be discussing, are the edim themselves expected to be writing, or is they just simply in charge of commissioning the writing and then ultimately signing the get? That's a discussion we're going to be having later this morning. But in the meantime, however, as we're going to be seeing over the course of this Mishnah, next Mishnah, and the Mishnah after that, in order for the husband's instructions to be valid instructions, he has to say two words. He has to say kisvu, he has to give instructions to write, utanu, and he also has to give instructions to give over. Those are really the two verbs in the Torah that the Torah uses to describe a get. Get. And the Torah doesn't say the word get. Torah never says the word get. Right? We discussed on the first day of the Masechta. The word get is not. The letters Gimel Tes never come together in the Torah. It's a word by the Gra. Anyway, the. Cost of law sefer krisus v'nasim biyada. So the Torah says that you write for her a sefer krisus and you give it to her hands. So those are the two verbs described in the Torah. And so when the husband is now authorizing for the writing of a get, so he has to say these two very important words. These are really the defining points of a get. The two action points of a get is the writing of the get and the giving of the get. So in order for the instructions of the husbands to be valid instructions, to be successful, he has to say the words kisvu tenu. Later this morning we're going to be discussing that under certain circumstances we can be a little bit forgiving in terms of him not giving the instructions properly, but before we talk about the exceptions, let's talk about the rule. The rule is you have to say the word kisvu tenu. So the Mishnah goes on to say, "Homer kisvu get tenu liishti, Yeshua kisvu igeres utenu la." And then the Mishnahs go over other terms, other expressions that are acceptable. So he says, Gershua, kisvu igeris utenu la. Instead of saying the word get, he says an igeris. Igeris could just simply be understood as a letter, right? Now that we're in the first Adar, we could talk about how the Megillah itself is considered an igeris, but hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. So, but the Mishnah says that in these circumstances, these are effective ways of validating again. You use the right words. However, Patrua, Parnesua, Asula Kinimus, Asula Karoy, Lo Amar Klum. But then the Mishnah goes over four different terms that are just simply not good. They're not understood explicitly, exclusively as a divorce. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says regarding, let's take a look at Rashi in terms of his description of why they're no good. So, Pachua lo amar klum, Rashi and Pachua. Didilma lashon patur v'chova lahakel me'aleha chova shechayavta. Like in the modern Hebrew, patur, right? Exemptions. So maybe when he said Pachua, although it could be interpreted as I'm letting her go, but it could also simply be just giving her an exemption, meaning she's working too hard. Give her some sort of peturim. Okay, that's the that's how it could be meant. And again, your ambiguity now is not going to be a clear and decisive way of commissioning the writing of the get. Parnesua. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi writes, "Kol lashon parnasa, lashon asiyat tzarcheha." The word parnasa means take care of her needs. A number of gemaras. We saw one recently. Parnasa is basically a dowry. So a dowry is there in to kickstart the marriage. It's to take care of her. Hilkach lo yadina nitzarche get hu shelo tehe zekika liyavam or tzarche ma b'shu kususu. So on one hand, it could be understood as take care of her, meaning I don't want her to be subject to yibum, which means I want this to be a divorce. It could also mean buy her some nice clothing. So once again, so the language is ambiguous, and that's exactly the point. And finally, one more Rashi, kenimus kechok. In other words, do with her according to the law. So Rashi says, we don't know what that means. Rashi says, kechok, lo yadina ni choket, o chok mazon, uksus v'chen karoi. It could be just simply a reference to an allowance, meaning give her an apportioned allowance. Okay, so again, ambiguity will lead us to the conclusion that we don't know exactly what he meant. In order for the get to be successful get, there has to be clear instructions.
Why would you expect the others to do it? I mean, he's supposed to do it.
Well, he needs it. First of all, he needs Edom. Right. The get's not being. Nothing's happening without Edom. So over here, the commissioning could just simply be commissioning of the Edom. Could be that simple. Tenor Rabbanu, we start with the Gemara, Shalchua, Shavkua, Tarchua. Okay, so the Brisa over here goes over other Lashonos that are good, meaning unambiguous. So Shalchua, send her away, Shavkua, let her go, Tarchua, release her. Hare Elu Yichtavu V'yitnu. So that's good. Patruha, Parnasuha, Asula Kenimus, Asula Karoy, Lo Amar Klum. Almost like a repetition of our Mishnah, the language of Patrua Parnasu, Asula Kinimus, and Asula Karawi, do with her which is fitting. So once again, that's not clear instructions for a divorce. There's ambiguity contained in that expression, therefore it's no good. Tanya Rabbi Nasan Amar Patrua Devarav Kayamim, Pichua Lo Amar Klum. Rabbi Nasan in a Braisa makes a very fine distinction between the words Patrua versus Pichua. So, and the difference between them, says Rashi, is that Pichua, if you take a look at the first mid-sized Rashis, so Rabbi Nasan Amar Pichua Dvarav Kayamim Lashon Get Piturim. The word Pichua is an indication of Get Piturim, meaning this all exempter through the Get. That is the expression of Pichua. And Rashi doesn't agree with that pshat, though he heard that pshat. And Rashi goes on to bring a number of psukim that indicates otherwise. Anyway, so Rabbi Nassan says this is the distinction. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassan de Bavlahu, v'daik ben pichua lepachua. Look, Rabbi Nassan was a Babylonian, right? He was a Bavlah. And in Bavel, so they were Meduk B'Lashanos. In other words, they knew the fine distinctions of language, grammar, context, syntax, etc., etc. Tani Didan, the Bayer Tisrohu, Lo Dayak. However, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And oddly enough, interestingly enough, we're not as Medayak in the Lashon as they are in Bavel. It is certainly an oddity that in Bavel they're more careful about Lashon HaKodesh than they are in Eretz Yisrael. We do know that in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, they didn't speak Hebrew back then, in Bizman HaMishnah. They spoke in Aramaic. Okay, so, but anyway, that's the Gemara says, so that's why in our Mishnah, we're not going to see those fine parsings between Patrua versus Pichua. Masha Ein Kein, the Rabbi Nassan and Bavli, he'll make those fine distinctions. Ibai Luho, Tzio Mahu, Azvu Amahu, Itiru Amahu, Hinichu Amahu, Oilala Amahu, Asula Kedas Mahu. Six different questions that were posed by the Gemara in terms of various Lashonos that may or may not work, the Gemara wants to know, and the Gemara doesn't give an answer to almost none of them. However, Pashami Achada, one of them the Gemara is going to respond to, the Tanya with Antana Braisa, Asula Kedas, Asula Kenimus, Asula Karoi La, I'm sorry, Asula Karoi, Lo Amar Klum. So we do have Asula Kedas. So that, right, that one we do know. In other words, then we know. And I'll tell you what we know. We know it's ambiguous, meaning we know that it's unclear. That's what we know. But as far as the other questions, the Gemara doesn't say the word teku, but the Gemara essentially leaves these last questions off as teku. As we mentioned in the previous mission, in order for the get to be commissioned correctly, so the husband has to give two action points, and he has to verbalize or articulate these two action points. One is ksiva, he has to write the get. Two, tenu, you have to give it. And these are two critical action points, and generally speaking, failure to mention both of these points is not going to be a proper commissioning of the edim to write the get. So originally they said Yotze Bekolar. Yotze Bekolar, if you take a look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, so he writes, Yotze Bekolar leharig lamachos. Okay, he is not in a good position in life. In fact, his life is not lasting much longer. So he's being taken out in chains and he's going to be taken to his death. Okay, so he's on death row or some form of it. And basically now in realizing that's the end and he's taking care of things, so now he wants to give a get to his wife.
Why not by the bed? Why not in case he goes out to be, steal by the bed? Why not the same thing?
Well, could be the mission is describing over here that he's not being taken out by Jewish authority. Could be it's taken by non-Jewish authority.
Why, but it seems to emphasize that, no?
Okay, could be. Could be. Well,
The Torah Rachmanas on the possibility that the guy could get into breaking.
Right.
You know, like
right.
In Jewish courts, there's always a chance to get a white flag.
Maybe. Okay. It's possible. What's critical over here is the fact that there is, at this moment in time, a need to take care of his life, put his life in order. And also, on top of that, there's also a tremendous amount of pressure. He realizes there's not much time left and stress, pressure, so that can lead to mistakes being made. So now, here, what the Mishnah is about to teach us is that if he doesn't say the word kisvu tenu, which is generally speaking what you need to say, it is forgivable. It's a forgivable mistake, and we're basically going to gloss over it. The Amar, and this person says, kisvu get li ishti. He says, I want you to write again to my wife, but he didn't say the word tenu. So the only thing he said was, I want you to write again for the wife. He meant he left out the second, what would seemingly be critical phrase of give the get to my wife. But then, nevertheless, the Mishnah goes on to say that you're going to write the get and you're going to give it. And the fact that he didn't say it, excusable. Excusable because we understand that right now the stress and pressure of the situation that he's currently in makes his thinking a little bit fuzzy. And basically, the Mishnah says, we understand, we can excuse him. But then what they did, the Chachamim did, is they added a couple more things to the list, which basically, I understand it's not as serious and severe as the first case we laid out, but still, it leads to stress, pressure, and mistakes are going to be excusable. So the added to that is, you're going on a long journey, you're going in a caravan, and you think right before you leave, you know what? I don't know if I'm coming back. It's a dangerous trip. You know what? Write again for my wife. And he doesn't say the word kisvu utenu. Still, it's going to be excusable. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Omer af ha-mesukan. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri adds one more to the list, and that is the mesukan. Somebody who is ill. Echola. Somebody who is ill. Now, the Rashi over here does not say critically ill. Generally speaking, the mesukan, the mesukenis, certainly in the... we have this expression by animals. The Gemara in Chulin talks about an animal that's a mesukenis. So generally speaking, mesukenis means that it's more than just a cold. It's something which is critical. Although in the world of animals, it's not immediate. In other words, by an animal whose condition is really immediately in jeopardy, so we have a term for that, it's called trefa. Right. So here, mesukenis just simply means that there's a serious illness that is over him. So over here, added to the list of what the Chachamim said will be excusable if he does not say the word kisvu tenu, but he's seriously sick, and he says kisvu, and he does not say the word tenu. Once again, the Mishnah says excusable.
Why would he have to give the wife a get? Isn't she better off as an almana rather than just Yibam?
Yibam is the answer. Everyone's saying it, but that's the answer. The answer is that Yibam is so interesting, it's so strange. It's a mitzvah to fulfill Yibam. On the other hand, you don't have a choice in the matter. The Gemara says in Yivamos Mishamayim, it's a shirach min hashamayim. It's Akash Baruch Hu chooses, and we don't like that. We like to choose ourselves.
Sometimes they're not in chalitza yet because at some point they
right. Correct. But they did yibum. Okay, so geniva yotze bekal lahava. It's like the Gemara is picking it up where we left off last. Geniva is, I think, the third time we mentioned him in our Masechta. I should know better. But the geniva is a popularly unpopular character amongst the Gemara. He was a Ben Torah. He was a Talmid Chacham. He was cantankerous. Okay, just a couple days ago we discussed he was passing by, and the Amorim were arguing: should we stand for him? Should we not stand for him? So he was, like I said, he was controversial. So Geniva Yotze Bekal Hava. So he was being taken out to being executed. So apparently the Amorim are not the only ones who had controversy with him. Apparently also wherever this incident takes place, Bavel, wherever it takes place. But anyway, so he's being taken out in chains and he's going to be put to death. Ki hava kanafik amar, havu arba mezuzah l'rebi avina mechamer denar panya. So, again, he's taking care now of his life's affairs, and he's got... We're good. Okay, he's taking care of his life affairs, so he has 400 barrels of wine, and so what he does is he instructs Arba Me'azuze, 400 Zuz, to Rabbi Avina, from Mechamra, from the wine of Nahar Panya. Okay, those were his last instructions. Am Rabbi Zera, Dara de Be'avina Lisilsei Va'azo Lagabe de Ravuna Rabbe. So the Gemara says, here's what he should do, as by way of good advice. So Rabbi Avina should put on his shoulder some food and go on a journey. And Rabbi Avina should head off to Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Rebbe. And what he should do is he should speak to Rav Huna in terms of getting good advice, how to make a kinyan on the wine. A lot of wine was just endowed to him.